Prabhupada does not prohibit anybody not to marry, or he does not ask everybody to remain celibate. For his own reasons, for his own works, sometimes in the interest of the lovers, he gives them certain instructions, certain orders. To some, where he may ask that you should not get married. Perhaps by that, it's not the spiritual causes. Of course, our spiritual matters are looked after by him according to our own, karma. But leaving aside, even from point of view of worldly life also, sometimes he finds that suppose a marriage will not be happy, there may be something else. So we, in a way, ask that near disciple to remain celibate, not to marry. But the majority of us are married. Marrying also, he says that if you love, if your love is true, if it is honest and sincere, if a girl loves a man sincerely, a man loves a girl honestly, and if it is not infatuation but real love, they should get married. Sex relations outside married life are not at all encouraged by Baba. Never. Divorce. Generally, the conditions that Baba has laid down, that if you really love each other and get married, no divorce arises. So these things we have to think before marrying. Of course, divorces are not good. Sometimes a couple have some young, small children and they divorce each other. What impressions the children carry? It is always better to work out, even in every married life, even in Baba's closest disciples, there have been occasions when husband and wife quarreled or did not agree with each other in many points. But then, if they are understanding people, they just have to come. Give and take. Once the husband should give way, next time the wife should give way. If they are continually struggling and fighting, it's no use. It's always better to compromise and live together. Yes? Extramarital sex, Baba never encouraged. A married people should never have sex relations outside their marriage. But Baba has said that when husband and wife have their in true love and they have sex relations, they do not incur any samskars and impressions. Because it is the way of giving and taking. Both of them, each other gives and takes, so they are nullified. But outside marriage, they are considered to be bad, red samskars. And they cannot be forgiven only by the grace of God, grace of perfect Master. He also, even though a couple is engaged to be married, they are genuinely bona fide people who are going to get married. Baba does not like sex relations even then, after marriage. Even when he had taken people, some of his followers have been married before him, that means Baba just takes their hands and now you are married and blesses them. But he still insists that their marriage should be solemnized either at civil court, registrar's office or something.